Okay, good afternoon. Let me go ahead and call the City of Mesa study session of Tuesday, February 20th to order. We have a council meeting this evening starting at 5:45, but we have a couple of items here to go over quickly, hopefully. The first is to review the items that will be on tonight's agenda. If you want to take a look at your packet, we'll go through those. Item page one is pretty self-explanatory. Page two, get into liquor license applications. Let's see, I have a conflict on item 4A. I'll turn that over to the vice mayor. It has some asphalt material supply contract, and I guess it's always a potential that I'll end up delivering some of that, or the company that I used to own may deliver it. And they lease the trucks from me, so that's the conflict. Page three, get into contracts. Continued on page four, additional contracts. Page five, we get into the introduction of ordinances and setting March 5th is the date for the public hearing on the ordinances. And we have the introduction tonight for the Lowe's, and there is a Jason Sanks, who is representing the property owners in this case. I'm also going to give him a little extra time to make his presentation that night, just so you're aware that they're trying to get some spokespeople that represent the group.
That night or tonight?
That will be on March 5th. So it is on consent this evening for introduction. Page six, we have resolutions. Continued on page seven, in which we get into zoning cases. We have two this evening, both coming with 6-0 recommendations from planning and zoning. And then also page eight, we get subdivision plots, and we have an employment contractor for the city manager also on that page. Have any questions on any of the agenda?
Mayor, on item nine, I think there's a potential conflict with you and Tom.
Off on 9A.
9A, that's correct. That's Mesa Riverview. Tom and I will both declare conflicts on that one then. Anything else on the agenda? Is that your comment too, Mike? Okay, thanks. All right, let's go back into the study session items. Number two is to hear reports on meetings and our conferences attended. Do we have any updates from council members since Thursday? How about our Wyomas visitors that came back? Was that over the weekend, Rex?
Kyle and I went down to Wyomas to meet the new mayor, and on our own dime, we paid our way. So it was quite an amazing event. We have 70,000 people in the streets for Mardi Gras. Very few policemen, everybody behaves themselves. Sometimes I feel safer down there than I do. I wouldn't be in New Orleans. So it was an interesting time. They're changing over from a shrimp boat economy to a tourism economy and building new hotels. And it's quite bringing the large ocean liners into their port. So it's quite an interesting transition they're going through right now.
Oh.
I was just going to make comment after some of those sound systems that were all over the place down there made many of the ones that I'm concerned about for evening parties sound like a little tin box. So, boy. I do want to mention, though, on Friday afternoon, we had a ceremony with the mayor and many other folks out in the courtyard of the Palacio. And we all stood together while the Mexican National Anthem was sung, and they sang, and it was played, and then they all stood while we as Americans, us from Mesa and those from El Segundo, stood up and sang our national anthem, and everybody very respectfully stood. And then at that time, they opened up a container and let some white doves go inside the courtyard there. So it was very nice in that regard. So there was a lot of good, positive experience. We were able to spend quite a bit of time talking with the mayor up in his office while we were waiting for a parade. So went very well.
Okay, it looks like you picked up a new tie there with a few smiley faces on it.
Oh, no, my daughter gave this to me a few years ago. I've worn it many times.
Oh, I just now saw it, so. Okay, Vice Mayor.
Let's just hope it's not his laughing tie. That's the one that always worries us. Yeah, his famous laughing tie. On Friday, I was at Hohokam Stadium for the ribbon cutting for our new concession there, and Chris Brady was there, and they told me they were going to let me have the honorary scissors. They weren't going to let me have the real scissors. I said that's because they'd seen me cutting budgets before, and it made them scared. But they let us try the food, and boy, it was good food. People are going to be excited to go to the games and try out the new stuff that they've got there, and I think it's going to be really good. On Saturday morning, I went to the Mesa Historical Museum for the sneaker tour. I was promised that we got to go up in the top area where it is alleged that there are ghosts, and so I got to go up there and got to go down in the basement, and we have a good group of people who are trying to preserve Mesa's history. Thank you.
Okay. Any other meetings, conferences? All right, the scheduling of meetings and general information, Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor. Reminder that tomorrow evening, we'll have the District 1 town meeting, which will be at the Utilities Community Room at 6 p.m. So we invite everyone to that meeting. Then we'll have our study session for this week on Thursday at 7:30 a.m. Then next week, Wednesday, February 28th, we'll have, I believe, is our final town meeting, which will be District 2. At Poston Junior High, excuse me, at 6 p.m. Thank you.
Okay. I have no requests for pre-scheduled public opinion appearances, so the study session is adjourned and we'll reconvene upstairs at 5:45.